Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
It's really my great pleasure to be able to serve you today with the Quantum Travel Formula. So today you are in for a treat, guys. You are in for a treat because I am going to teach you the five steps of the Quantum Travels Formula. And this is going to change the game for you forever. It's going to change the game of your quantum travels, meaning your connection with the races, your connection with maybe loved ones that have passed, your connection with quantum technologies, with your business, with maybe a soulmate or new friends, and so on and so on. So basically, using this formula will allow you to start accessing the quantum in a very safe but also efficient way. That's so exciting. So if you are listening to this, I would like to let you know already that today is very special because there is an activation. And during this activation, I am going to guide you through the five steps of the Quantum Travel Formula. So basically, you have already received these codes and you are starting to integrate them through this live activation. Awesome, isn't it? So for that activation, yes, you will need to sit and be in a quiet space. So that's wonderful if you can create that already. And also with this activation, you will need to drink a lot of water after. Drinking water simply allows your physical body and all your system, so mental, emotional, and spiritual, to adapt with greater ease because it helps all the way to the cellular level to shift outdated goop, outdated paradigms, outdated realities, outdated toxins that are present in the field and are released through this kind of channeled activation. So hello, hello, and thank you very much for being here. So let's start diving deep, okay? So when we start with the Quantum Travel Formula is five steps. And these five steps have to happen one after the other. So the very first step of this formula is to find inner peace. Literally, sit in meditation, learn to silence the mind, learn to be present with your heart, with your soul. So I'm not going to go into any details here because there is so much about this subject all over the internet and in literature. I'm not here to teach you what's already out there. My role, my mission is to deepen, to expand, to bring new content, content that hasn't been shared before, that is very in-depth, and to make it practical, accessible to most souls on this planet. So if you need to learn how to meditate and how to find inner peace and silence while you sit in meditation, I would love to encourage you to do that. So when you have these techniques in place already, the first step of this formula is to basically sit down and breathe and meditate to reach that space of inner silence. Yes, of course, there is always a little bit of a chit-chat going in the mind, but you know what I mean? It's like when you start really dropping into your heart, you literally feel the shift in frequency inside you, and you know that now you feel inner peace. There is no more agitation in your field. You are not processing a lot of information. So the first step, very important, breathe, sit down, find inner peace. Okay? The second step is to start activating your column of ascension or your pillar of light, as I like to call it as well. So the column of ascension is literally anchoring you to the heart of the ascended earth and the heart of the supreme consciousness, of source, of God, whatever you want to call that. Okay? So remember, I'm going to take you to that process. Now I'm just explaining this, so there is already shift happening in your conscious mind. So it's already shifting templates within you because you are hearing this. So when we start going into the activation, you can literally surrender and go with the flow. So with the column of ascension, we start with the heart. We start breathing from the heart and we start sending a cord. So it's a silver magnetic cord. Silver because I work with the Arcturians and it's a special team and it's kind of our color. If there is another color coming for you, no big deal, just go with it. Like the silver cord could actually be a red cord for you or a golden cord, all is well, you know? So I just say silver because silver is more of my frequency color, but you can go with any color that comes into your awareness, okay? So we're gonna start drawing a silver magnetic cord from the heart all the way down, basically through the spine, going through the lower chakra, Muladhara chakra, and we set the intention to connect to the heart of Ascended Gaia. Ascended Gaia, because, you know, with all of the shift happening right now, we really want to make sure that this is where we connect. So we simply set that intention and we feel and we visualize with all the tools we have within available to us, this connection. So we anchor to the axis below. And then we go back to the heart and we draw a silver magnetic cord all the way up, higher and higher and higher, until we feel that there is a connection with the higher realms, with God's source. And for me, it literally comes like a electric current. I boom, I instantly feel it. So I would like to encourage you, as we connect to the axis below and the axis above, to really drop away from your mind and to simply start feeling the vibrations in your body, because this is how we work. We work by feeling. And if it feels good, if you start feeling like all the good things, then yay, you can be reassured you are doing it. So once we have created this connection, it's like a three-point connection, right? It's the heart of Gaia below, and the heart of the Supreme Consciousness. Then we feel this connection really strongly established, and this connection, basically, it's a vertical axis. This vertical axis becomes more and more like a pillar of light or a column of ascension within us. So you can start, and we direct that to kind of increase in diameter, so it becomes very strong inside of us. And we can literally feel the energy flowing from below all the way up and from above all the way down. Okay? Once the pillar of light is anchored in our field, we know that we are fully soul aligned. So we know that consciously. We don't need to know exactly what it means. We're not going in that direction now, but we basically are fully anchored in our unique soul frequency. When we are anchored into our unique soul frequency, it means that we are fully protected. It means that we are fully present, fully connected to our soul and also our soul family. If you have a meditation practice, you might like to add that step of really activating your column of ascension, your pillar of light every single day, by the way. This is one of the practices that I do every single day. So I simply make sure that I'm fully aligned to myself. So no matter what arises for me in my human experiences, I am fully soul aligned, ready to welcome the experience with a heart open and all of my soul codes fully activated. That is the second step of the Quantum Travels formula. First step, inner peace. Second step, column of ascension. Okay? The third step of the Quantum Travels formula is to start connecting to our galactic team. And that's so exciting. So depending on how intuitive you are, you will receive this connection differently. Some people are more visual, some people hear more, some people feel more, and for others, it's simply this instant knowing, like inner cognizance. And therefore, when you start anchoring yourself into your intuition and start connecting to your galactic team, you can really feel them around you. Maybe you can see them, maybe you can hear them. if these pathways are not really fine-tuned, if your intuition is not fine-tuned and you would like to really dive deep and maximize your intuition so you can actually receive that access, then I have an online course for that, the Galactic Intuitive. It's very accessible and it's gonna help you maximize your intuition so you are able to connect more efficiently and clearly with your galactic team. But for now, let's just trust that once I guide you through this activation, you will actually really have your galactic team on board. Because here's the thing, it's not because we don't see them, we don't hear them, we don't feel them, that they are not there. We can still acknowledge them. We can still thank them for being there. You know, like our galactic team, their life purpose, their soul mission is to be there for us. Yes, this is their own pathway of evolution. This is why they do what they do. This is why they're here. They don't hang out around us when we just completely ignore them and we just go on with our lives and we don't recognize the signals they keep on sending us and just don't do that for fun. Well, they think it's fun, but it's also their pathway of evolution. It's their mission, okay? This is how they evolve themselves in new levels of frequencies. So the least we can do is to acknowledge them, to thank them, to say thank you so much for being there. It doesn't matter how close we are in terms of intuitive connection with them. They are here and they help us. They are our team, we co-create with them. They are our family, we acknowledge them. So in this third step, we are going to call our team and we're gonna say, please come and help me. And I'm gonna now start, I'm really keen to start traveling in the quantum. And I trust that you are there and then you're going to help me do it. Because for a lot of them, this is actually their role. So we have a big galactic team and some are here to protect us. Some are here to confront us, but also some are here to teach us. And they are here to teach us about the quantum, about our soul journey, our soul mission, and the next steps on our journey. So this is absolutely life-changing to be able to connect with our galactic team more and more precisely. This is exactly what we're going to start diving into for the second module of my Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University, by the way. So this module will be starting in April at the end of the month, and for 3 months, we are going to refine our connection with our existing team. Not only that, but we are also going to upgrade to a more efficient, newer team that resides in high level of frequencies. We're going to start accessing star races that don't even have names because they don't have ambassadors on Earth yet. And they are actually looking for ambassadors. So this next module is going to be mind-blowing and I cannot wait to start. If that's your jazz, you'll be happy to know that we are taking enrollments now for the second module of the university. And you can totally join. So if you like it, simply go and hop on a chat with me. It's easy. You go on my website, there is a button, boom, book a discovery call with Andrine, and ta-da, we're going to end up chatting so I can make sure that the codex of the university is aligned to your soul right now. Okay, so back to this quantum travels formula. When we are in the third step, we basically call our team. And you see that through this activation, I'm going to use certain language. This language, because all of this work is my mission, it is my magic, all of the language that I use is really precise. I have refined it over and over for many years to be able to really bring the heart desires of the human into clear language for the star races that we work with. Don't worry at all. When you do that in your own time, use your own language. I mean, your team, your galactic team, they know you. They've been with you for a while and they know that you are learning. So even though you're not really sure how to say it or what to say on how to ask things, just go for it. They will literally be able to translate what you say because they know you so deeply. And then they can see that you have a beautiful, curious heart, a mind open, and that you're curious to explore a greater level of connection with them. They will love it. So just go for it. Connect with them just the way you are. You are perfect the way you are, my friend. You always are. There is nothing else that you need. You are exactly the way you need to be right now. So it's going to be amazing. We're going to start connecting to our galactic team. And why, you might ask, why is this important? It's because at this stage, for this transmission, you do not have the tools in your toolbox yet to be able to travel in the quantum with precision. And for that, then we rely on co-creating with our galactic team, our soul family, because they know all of that. So some of them are here, especially for this transmission, to help you travel in a safe way, but also to place in your heart the desires that are going to help you align more deeply to your soul and your soul mission. So it means that when you're going to start traveling in the quantum, the heart desires that are placed there are exactly the ones that are going to collapse timeline because you acknowledge them, because you bring them out, consciously bring them out, consciously ask questions about it. And therefore, answers can start flowing in. So we don't go in the quantum with all sorts of questions because, yes, we can have all the answers, but then we're going to start depleting our energy. Sometimes we can maybe not really respect certain boundaries and we can come across frequencies that are not of the highest. So being able to work with our galactic team just help us making sure that we are safe and that actually the questions that we are going to bring are really highly coded questions. They are high frequency questions. So these questions, they simply come as heart desires. So if you have a heart desire to know more about your galactic team, about your soul mission, maybe about the soul connection that you have with your partner or with your children, all of these questions are there as a desire. I want to know. And then you can ask that in your travels, when we're gonna get to a very unique place. Okay, so we love our galactic team and we always grateful and thankful for them. That is the third step. So after finding inner peace, after activating our column of ascension, we contact our galactic team and we trust that they are there to help us travel in a safe way. And then, this is gonna come during the activation, we simply ask to travel up. So for me, I travel up because when I work in the quantum, I see myself going up. For some people, it's the opposite. They can see themselves going in, and it is equal. There is not one that's more efficient or better than the other. I talked a little bit about that in last week's transmission about quantum worlds. So you can have access to that again on all my social and my podcast if you want to know more about quantum worlds. So basically, the microcosm within us is the same as the macrocosm outside of us. So when I start channeling this activation, I would like to invite you to stay open and see where you're going to start traveling. Are you going to start traveling inside of you or are you going to start traveling outside of you? And simply welcome it, okay? So we're going to start traveling and then we're going to start going up, 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 or in, and we're going to get to a very, very special place. And this is such a magnificent, perfectly aligned place for you. Because this place is your very own quantum space. It means that somewhere out there or within, there has been a space created especially for you. It's a space that has all your soul codes, that has your soul frequency. It's the space that vibrates at the highest level possible for you right now. So when you get into that place, you will be able to see if you have clairvoyance quite activated. You will be able to see what it looks like. You're able to hear and feel, and it's going to be so delicious. It's going to be like literally like going home. This space is unique to you. Nobody else goes there. And this is the foundation. This is the base, basically like the launching platforms of all your quantum travels. I always teach my students to start traveling from that place because it is safe there. because it is yours, because it is highly protected. There are many guardians building that space. That space has been built from you and for you. Okay? So when I go there over the years, my space, my unique quantum space, it started shifting because, you know, like we change, we shift. And now for me, it's just white. It's like endless white. And I love it because it's like a canvas. I can just, you know, basically do whatever I like there. So some people, it's like, it looks like earth. There is the sea and the trees and a beach. But for some people, it's literally like being out there in the stars. It's just the stars all over. So your very own quantum space is going to be revealed to you today through this activation. And it's going to allow you to start going there more frequently with more precision, so you can after that receive any information that is placed within your heart center, any information about the questions that are placed in your heart center, okay? And the five step is literally that, is asking a question, is calling in a frequency. So asking question is actually an art. So this is not the purpose of this transmission today, but shortly, being able to ask precise question is going to help you unlock specific codings with more precision, with more accuracy. So asking a question, for example, what is my soul mission? That is very, very broad. That is very vast. It's like on top of the big picture, right? It is better to ask more precise questions. Like, for example, if your question is about your soul mission, it could be, is this offering, is this job part of my soul mission? That is already a lot more precise, and simply receive that. And it could be a yes or a no. But then you can also ask if it's a yes. If it's part of my soul mission, what is the percentage of my soul mission that is actually that? So maybe that, what I'm doing right now, what I want to be doing, maybe it's only 5% of my soul mission, but maybe it's 50% of it. Because our soul mission is not to do one thing. Our soul mission, it's like an umbrella. And under that umbrella, there are many pillars. Our soul mission is a frequency, right? So we want to be able to find with more precision, what is it in our everyday lives that is already part of our soul mission, but what we can also do as aligned action, like today already, to anchor more of that soul mission. Because remember, yes, it's fantastic to travel in the quantum, to connect with tar races and ascended masters and light being and do soul work and so on. But if it's just for nothing, if we don't actually take aligned actions in our everyday lives to embody these codes, then nothing is going to change in a reality, like nothing. Just like peanuts. So we have to constantly understand and really wire into our conscious mind, into the whole that we are, that our everyday life is our spiritual life. There is no separation. Every action that we take, every relationship that we are into, every sport activity, every diet, having children, being a child to these parents, all of that is part of our spiritual life. There is no separation. People cannot evolve if they start separating, thinking, oh, that area of life has nothing to do with my mission, so I'm just going to ignore it. And it kind of, no. We have to bring everything with courage in front of our eyes, open up, destroy, remove all the veils of illusions, and really start diving deep. So I would like to invite you, if you listen to the recording or on the podcast, I would like to invite you to maybe press pause and to really work on finding questions. Find three questions, not much more, because that's enough already for this session. Find three questions maximum and make them all linked to one subject. Okay, so if it's about soul mission, find three questions that are really practical about what is it that you can do today, what is it that you are already doing, what is the next step, you know, to anchor more of your mission. If you are live now, I absolutely love it. We're going to take a moment to simply tune into that, and you might already have a question. And if you don't have a question, that's okay. Once you are there, you will also experience what it feels like to be in your own quantum space, and maybe, and more likely, and highly likely, your question will start popping. Okay, so these are the five steps of the quantum travel formula. Once you are there, you have an access that is huge to the quantum. I do not say that is infinite and unlimited, because to get to that level, we must first raise our frequencies to be able to be a frequency match to the information coming. So even though there's all information out there, we're not going to start receiving information if we don't vibrate at the frequency of that information. We vibrate at the frequency of certain information, of certain data, of certain equations and formula, because we do the work on ourselves to be the bigger person, basically. Like, you know, to like walk the talk and shift ourselves and work on the self through a spiritual growth journey, which is our everyday life, basically. So basically, if you're an asshole, if you're a dick, if you like to steal, if you like to lie, and so on, once you get into your quantum space, you will have access to a limited amount of information because you are not vibrating at a very high level. If you vibrate at a very high level, it's because you speak your truth, it's because you take aligned action, it's because you are generous, it's because you are loving, you are so compassionate, not only we only towards others, but also towards yourself, because you do the work of becoming a better person with every breath that you take. And this is not done from a place of hardship and must do, it is done from a place of surrendering, of flowing with life, of loving life, of feeling ecstatic about life. Okay, so this is very exciting, and this is all the theory, basically, about the quantum travels formula. So before we go into the activation, I would love it if you could ask your questions. So you can type the questions that you have, if you have any, in the comments, and I can be there for you, of course. Just checking here. Okay, wonderful. So if there is no questions, then we can start the activation. So for the activation, please sit in a comfortable position so your spine is nice and straight. And you're going to start breathing into your heart center. So you're going to start closing your eyes now and simply direct the breath in your heart, feeling the electromagnetic field of your heart expanding with every breath that you take. And with every breath that you take, feel more and more connected to your heart now. You can literally feel your energy dropping into your heart. You feel your energy shifting to a place of inner peace, calmness, and relaxation. Observe your physical body. Relax your muscles, especially around the shoulders. Soften your mind. Allow a natural smile to come on your face, helping you connect to your inner joy, your divine spark. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Then open your mouth and exhale.
And again, inhale. Open your mouth and exhale. One more breath like this, inhale. And exhale. And close your mouth, come back to your natural breath. Observe the frequency shift as you reside here. And now from your heart center, feel and visualize a silver magnetic cord going all the way down, down, down the spine, through the bottom of the spine, even further down, 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 into the earth. Feel this silver magnetic cord going deeper and deeper in the layers of the earth, so deep that you start feeling and visualizing this silver magnetic cord connecting the heart to the heart of Ascended Gaia now. Connect to the heart of Ascended Gaia now. Feel the connection now. Activate this connection, conscious activation of 100% connection with the heart of Ascended Gaia now. Breathe with the heart of the mother. Breathe more deeply with the heart of the mother. And from your heart center, breathe there. Then start feeling and visualize a silver magnetic cord going all the way up through the vertical axis above now, going up, up, up through the spine and the crown of the head, and higher and higher and higher, and further and further and further, and even beyond, further and further and further. And you can feel and visualize that you are starting to connect, to connect, to connect now to the heart of the Supreme Consciousness, the heart of God Source. Connect there, Shika. Connect there now. And feel that the connection is anchored. 100% connection with the heart of the Supreme Consciousness is established now. Feel that. Draw more of your awareness there. Breathe into that space. Breathe with the Supreme Consciousness. Feel in your body the frequency shift happening as you are fully activating now your Kamala of Ascension. Feel your heart, the heart of the Mother and the heart of Supreme Consciousness, and breathe together in unison, bringing perfect resonance between your heart, the heart below and the heart above you, the heart within you, vibrating at a higher level of frequency. Feel this strong connection now inside you, and see and visualize a pillar of light, a column of ascension within you. It's a bright tube of pure light, and this bright tube of pure light is traveling down your vertical axis, connecting you below and above. Increase the diameter of this pillar of light now. Make it bigger and bigger and wider and wider. Feel it more. Feel it even more now. Your column of ascension is fully activated now. Feel it. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. And one more time in and out. Now from this place of pure soul alignment, call your galactic family, call your soul family. My beloved family, I am calling you now, fully anchored in my sovereignty. Please come, dear ones. I love you so dearly. Thank you for being there. Beloved family, I am here today to co-create with you. I am here always to serve humanity and to serve you.
and for that I serve myself always first. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your infinite patience with me as you witness me stumble again and again, but yet you stay here because you know me more than I know myself, because you can see me beyond the veils of my own illusions, because you trust me and my mission. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. I love you dearly, my family. And take a moment now to simply feel them around you. You might feel warmth in your body, tingling sensations on your skin. You might feel ecstatic. Your smile might grow naturally on your face. You're grinning so much, you might even have a cramp on your face now. This just shows that they are here for you. You might feel a light touch. You feel definitely very comfortable, at peace. You are trusting fully. You are very excited. You might even hear them, see them. Allow yourself to open up all of your intuitive channels. Now, from this place, we are going to ask one or two of your galactic team, of your soul family team members now to come. These ones are the ones that help you travel safely. They help you already as you travel in your dreams. Now you are learning to travel awake. And this is so much more fun, because you are the driver behind the seat. You choose your destination. You are just not being taken into random places. Thank you for being there, you and you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Expanding the architecture of the travel now. Adjusting the field. Asking these one or two beings now to connect you fully through a tube of teleportation to your unique quantum space. Unique quantum space. Connection to unique quantum space now, please. Shkrate. And you feel it. It's activated. You feel a shift in frequency already. It's like this pressure building up inside of you. This pressure building up inside of you simply shows you the power of your soul. You are feeling this pressure because your soul is so magnificent. Your human hasn't adjusted to that divine knowing yet, but you feel this pressure, but it is very good pressure. It is familiar pressure. It's like your soul is so big, so magnificent. You can feel that now already with more precision. And now, the simple step to be taken into your unique quantum space is this. You're going to inhale through the nose and exhale with your mouth open. And when you exhale, really exhale, whew, like really profoundly, really loudly, even making sounds as they come out. And on the third exhale, you will feel yourself lifting up, or maybe going in, and literally sometimes we blank a little bit. There is a huge frequency shift. Sometimes there is like a lightning happening inside our headspace, and then bam, we are taken there. Let's start traveling, my friends. Exhale deeply first to empty the lungs. Then start inhaling through your nose. And exhale. Inhale through the nose. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. And shoosh. Krate. Going there and landing now. Shook. Feeling the shift in frequency. As you land there in your very own unique quantum space. Anchoring fully now. Fully landed. Excellent. Now sit there as you are here. Feel and visualize yourself as you feel and visualize yourself opening up so you can start seeing maybe receiving information through your senses. You are still in your meditation. You still have your physical eyes closed. But in that unique quantum space, you visualize yourself opening your eyes and look around you. Where are you? Isn't this beautiful? How does it feel? How is your skin? Can you feel the tingling on your skin? This magnetism in you, your magnetism, your charisma, your soul. Maybe there are some sounds in this unique space. Maybe you are on Earth or you are in the cosmos. Maybe you are in a yet totally different place. Maybe this represents an other reality out there, an other star system. This is simply a representation that is bringing important information for you. So trust whatever is arising. This space is coded with your unique soul frequency. You are receiving information about yourself simply by sitting here observing. Not analyzing, observing for now. For a moment, reside here. Open up your consciousness, my friend. Open up your consciousness by trusting everything arising in your field. What you think you see, you do see. What you think you hear, you do hear. Allow yourself to trust the intuitive messages arising already now as you remove your human mind from the equation. This is not needed right now. Everything is operated from the heart's intelligence. Keep on breathing, observing what arises for you for a little longer. And then from this space, I would like to invite you, and you can do that physically, or you can visualize you doing that in your own quantum space. Place the right hand onto your heart and the left hand onto your heart. This is just an additional step that is flowing for this channel transmission. And the guidance is here that is really going to help us connect to our heart desire more deeply. Feel the heat of your hands on your heart. Establish this conscious connection with your heart, with your soul, as the heart is indeed a portal of your soul. You receive your intuition from this space first. Connect fully now. And then bring a question. Bring a question and do not worry, my friend. This is not a place where we worry. This is a place where we trust. So your question could be quite general, quite broad, yes. But remember, you can come back and ask more questions. So be confident, be courageous. Ask a question, any question arising from your heart. Ask it now. You will receive the answer in very unique ways. Some of you listening to this transmission will actually feel that there is a light being coming, or maybe a loved one. Maybe it's a friend that you actually know, or a mentor. You will actually receive the message from someone all of a sudden popping in your very own quantum space. You can trust that the beings that come here are the ones that are aligned to your frequency right now. Because this is a perfect match to your soul frequency, remember? Some people are simply going to receive an answer from their divine inner knowing, pure claircognizance abilities. Or maybe it's a word, it could be an object, it could be a movie. I'm just going to allow you to receive information about that question now. Allow yourself to receive. When you feel complete, ask another question that relates to a similar subject. Remember, precision is better if you can achieve it, but also remember that you have now this formula in your life and you get to refine it and to experiment with it more and more and more. So don't worry too much. Just bring another question now. And even a third one. We can go up to three questions, right? Keep on breathing from the heart as you connect from this place to all the information that is flowing in to help you on your journey right now. Trust what you see, what you feel, what you hear, and what you know. Trust yourself fully. Just a little longer here. Slowly finishing that process now, trusting that indeed you can come back in your own time, receive more information, learn to master with more efficiency the quantum travel formula, establishing yourself in your very own quantum space with so much confidence, joy, gratitude, and humility. And for now, it is time to anchor back in this present reality, which is so beautiful, so amazing. So you can say goodbye if beings and frequencies came to help you get a greater understanding about what's arising for you in your life. Thank you so much for coming. I love you so dearly. Thank you for helping me on my journey. I am so, so, so grateful to you right now, and I love you so dearly. May you be blessed, residing in love always. And say goodbye to your very own quantum space, knowing that you can travel here at any time now that you have this formula activated in you. And then we're going to simply land back into this present day reality by taking three breaths again. First, we exhale deeply. Then we inhale through the nose. We open the mouth and exhale. Inhale. Open your mouth and exhale. One more time. And on the exhale, come back, 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 down, 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 or out if you traveled in. Come back into this present reality now, fully anchored, fully anchored. You feel fully anchored because you feel the soles of your feet on the floor, because you feel the weight of your body sitting. Take a few breaths here. Coding in, a full anchoring into this time and space reality now. Full anchoring into this time and space reality now. And start moving your shoulders. Rocking your head to side, very gently. And you can open your eyes when you are ready. And this is the travel that you can take now that you have this formula activated in you. So you are welcome to listen to this activation again at any time. But then you will learn to do it by yourself also, okay? So now I am here for you if you have any questions about this formula. So today we stay focused on this formula, okay? Thank you very much in advance. And thank you all so much for being there. I could really feel you. Something that was arising quite strongly in the field is the need for you, my beloved listener, to trust yourself more. You know, it's normal to have doubts and questions, like we're not sure what we receive, we're not sure if it's the truth. It's like, it's only that judgment, it's only self-judgment and doubt that prevent us from getting full access to our intuition. That's all there is to be, right? So if you're not quite sure, again, go get my online course. It's actually really cheap and it's awesome. It's self-paced and it's wonderful. It's full of activation from the Arcturians and I just rave about it because it's literally changing life. So if that's you, go there. And now I would love to know if you have any questions. So you can type that here and I can read that. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Yeah, very exciting. Wonderful. So if you are interested into really understanding more of the quantum, more about your connection with your galactic family, with star races, with light beings and ascended master, if you are really ready to take your life to the next level of your spiritual evolution and start anchoring your soul mission with greater clarity, more precision. So basically you can start also shifting humanity, you know, you can start experimenting the best of life. Then I would love to invite you to get on a call with me and maybe see if the university is there for you. It's wonderful. Like it's a quantum 5D university called Fractal Alchemy and it's really, really totally amazing. There's amazing group of students there. We just have so much fun, you know, learning about all of that. And yes, I'm here to serve you. So there is a brochure on my website and you can continue receiving codes from me until you feel this moment of excitement of when you feel like, oh fuck, I feel that this is really for me. And like when there is this excitement, when you're going like, yes, I just want to know more, then it really shows that already there is kind of a soul agreement that you're gonna receive codes from me, which is what you're doing right now by receiving this transmission, by the way. So if it excites you, just go for it, you know, don't be scared, you know, like maybe it is not aligning right now, maybe it will align in 3 months, maybe it will align in 1 year, you know, the curriculum of the university is gonna keep on expanding, so it is going to be always there. There is absolutely no pressure, we are not in a rush to, you know, enroll. I'm not there to, you know, enroll students at all costs. On the opposite, I only accept in the university students that are aligned to the curriculum and ready to receive the codes. Okay. Thank you all. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Oh, like so many of my students watching this. Thank you guys. I love your support. You're so devoted and committed to your spiritual growth. It's awesome. Thank you all. Enjoy the rest of your day. I am sending you all of my love and support. You are amazing and the world is a better place because you're in it. So keep shining, reclaiming your powers, anchoring more into freedom and love. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.